You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The rising cost of childcare is making life tough for many Utah families.
KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera takes a look at the latest numbers showing childcare costs in Utah are rising faster than inflation.
That difference in childcare cost is 4.4% according to the Bureau. The reality is pre-K educators and workers face the same wage issues many grade school teachers do, with Utah's child care providers averaging $33,000 annually.
Unfortunately, where some people call child care centers glorified babysitters, but they actually have teachers with knowledge around child development.
That was Sarah Robotham, a child care center director, who, like most at her daycare, hold a degree in early childhood development. But like many educators, the passion for the kids outweighs the industry's challenges when it comes to compensation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today in the impeachment case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Democratic leaders say the hearing will likely be short. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats need to take this impeachment seriously.
The Senate has a clear obligation under the Constitution and 200 years of precedent. We need to hold a trial. We need to allow the managers to present the evidence, and then every one of us who is following the law should convict and remove Alejandro Mayorkas.
The Democratic-controlled Senate expected to dismiss those charges quickly.
Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney have come closer together about the potential impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas. Here is KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston live with more. Peter?
Amanda, Senator Mike Lee supported the House impeachment vote against Mayorkas, and he's been pressuring Senate leadership to take it up for weeks.
Senate Democrats want to avoid even examining the evidence presented against Mayorkas. We should not be going about business as usual.
Senator Mitt Romney has also sparred with Mayorkas for years.
We have the secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system who doesn't recognize these charts as being a problem.
But he's changed his stance on the impeachment issue. 2 weeks ago, Romney was against a trial and called Mayorkas, quote, the wrong target. But yesterday, he told Politico he wants at least some debate in a committee or the entire Senate. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The Senate candidates vying for the seat currently held by Mitt Romney are forking over a lot of money ahead of this month's state conventions.
Senate candidates are raising money or loaning themselves funds to get their names out there in this highly competitive race. Filings from the Federal Election Commission this week reveal some of the top dollar earners so far. Former State House Speaker Brad Wilson has made about $4.8 million, including a large loan from himself. Congressman John Curtis has raised about $3 million, including money left over from his former congressional bid. And attorney Brent Hatch, son of Utah's longest-serving Senator Orrin Hatch, has collected about $1.2 million for his campaign.
KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson says the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics is reporting the amount of money being spent this year is more than usual, which indicates a highly competitive race.
Utah's open Senate seat is also attracting a lot of out-of-state money and political attack ads. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our team coverage. Michael?
Amanda, the Hometown Freedom Action Network has some choice words for Representative John Curtis and Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs. Both men are running for the Senate seat, and the PACs are spending big to question their loyalty to former President Donald Trump. For example, a text message says, quote, John Curtis was never with President Trump and never will be, close quote. Meanwhile, quote, the PAC knocked Staggs' support for Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign, saying betraying Trump is not MAGA, close quote. Now, in response, Staggs tells the Deseret News, convention delegates see through D.C. dark money, PACs, study, and then search for the truth. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
A man extradited from Scotland for sexual assault charges in Utah is getting 4 more weeks to find an attorney. Nicholas Rossi's original attorney chose not to show up to court, claiming that Rossi never paid him. He was given an extra month to find an attorney in March as well, despite objections from the prosecution.
First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
And right now, traffic is back to the full speed limit on all the freeways in the Salt Lake Valley. We do have the closest thing to slowing is waiting at the traffic light at 7200 West, 21st South. And I do see some slowing now in Stansbury Park on SR36, northbound wait times at the SR138 intersection. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Provo police are trying to find the driver of a car that was caught on amazing video going airborne and hitting two other cars. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Tim, a dental business near 130 East and 500 North in Provo sent us what their surveillance cameras caught a week and a half ago. In this video, you can see a white car enter a parking lot where it goes airborne, first standing on its front bumper before spinning around and landing on two parked cars. Provo police say this happened before this happened. They tried to pull this car over, but it took off. You can find the video and more information about the suspect still at large soon here in the next hour or so on KSLNewsRadio.com. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A man in Saratoga Springs says he was shocked when he checked his home surveillance cameras after hearing a strange noise in the night and watched a would-be burglar try to break into his home for half an hour. KSL TV's Andrew Adams.
The doorbell camera gave the best view of the guy, but no further insight into why. From there, Saratoga Springs police tell KSL the man broke into a car across the street.
The homeowner says he doesn't know why the stranger stuck around for so long, but he's glad the suspect wasn't able to get in through any of the windows where he pulled out the screens.
Researchers are trying to learn more about what they call accelerated aging and if it's causing early onset cancers.
That's the conclusion of an abstract presented at the annual meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research. But an investigator with the Huntsman Cancer Institute says those findings may be premature.
Their conclusions for the results and the information that they have in the abstract make sense to me. They look correct, but I don't think I would jump the gun and say, oh, it's accelerated aging that's really causing early onset cancers. We really need to do a lot more investigation before we can draw that conclusion.
Dr. Sheetal Hardiker says the research for this only involved people in Great Britain, so additional research needs to be done using a more ethnically diverse group of people. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.